Hello, my name's Solly Schumacher, and I'm one half of the What Do You Think Of podcast. That's What Do You Think Of podcast, or, if you want, WDYTO. That'll never catch on. You know what, when I wrote that down before, I thought, that's going to be dead catchy, but I'm looking at it now, in all seriousness, thinking, that is never going to catch on, so we'll just call it the What Do You Think Of podcast. Anyway, I'm one half of that podcast. The other half is Dave Twentyman, comedian, raconteur, he writer of boxing blogs, and he's not here right now, so this is why I'm sitting here doing this. But me and Dave sat down today to record the first episode of the What Do You Think Of podcast, and it's me and Dave saying to each other, what do you think of, and discussing whatever topic we fit on the end of What Do You Think Of. Today, weirdly, it was, what do you think of nature? Now, when I say weirdly, I would say that we started off with that topic in mind. We ended up talking about limber toe pick, noses, fairy tales, posh spring watch, and finally we got round to nature in general and nature documentaries. Trust me, it's worth it. Stick with it. It's half an hour long. I'm almost going to say, it's going to be the best half hour of your life. I'm almost tempted to say that, but I'll let you make up your mind whether or not it is. If you like what we do, make sure that you drop us a little a like at the end of the podcast on the Podbean app. Make sure that you tell your friends. Give us a tweet. Twitter. Oh, God, please give us a tweet. Spread the word. Spread the word. Let's teach the world about what do you think of. If you've got any ideas for subjects that we should discuss, or if you just think that we're just idiots making a fool of ourselves, also drop us a line. Just let us know that we're not all alone and talking in the darkness. I don't know if you can hear this. This podcast is about nature. You probably can't hear that, but outside, it sounds like there's some form of bird punch-up. I've put my nuts out in the garden, and it sounds like there's birds fighting over them in the garden. So read into that what you will while you listen to the What Do You Think Of podcast, episode 1, Nature.
Mike, which is what we need to do.
I'm quite good at that.
Are you?
I've got that way now. Is your phone off?
Are we on? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on silence.
Like, that's all I thought.
What, you're good at that, what, like sort of switching off?
I've got a weird thing now because I've done loads of radio now. Not like present. But you know, like appearing on radio now. I went to Salford the other week to do a thing for Radio Kent. And you got
how'd you end up in that doing that?
Limber toe pick.
Really? Anyway, he's not got a wonky face anymore, has he?
No, he's had it all sorted.
That's amazing.
What the trouble he had over there.
What, having a wonky face? He got the cheeky girls.
He did get the cheeky girls. And you know what? He had his head broken by a cheeky girl.
Did he?
He's a nice fella.
He does strike me as a nice bloke.
He's a nice fella, Limber.
Is he a Lib Dem? I can't remember what he is.
Aside from being a Lib Dem, he's a nice fella.
Is that a bad thing, being a Lib Dem?
I don't even think it's a thing, is it? Not anymore. It's like a sort of...
You want to be a politician, but you don't want to be a real politician.
I think it's kind of like... I mean...
You'll never get really challenged on anything being a Lib Dem.
Well, I think the worst thing that ever happened to the Lib Dems was they got a bit of power.
A bit of power, yeah. 2010.
Yeah.
That's it. They got chucked in there, didn't they?
Yeah. And that was the thing.
And they weren't a silent partner, was they? No. They were chunnering on, weren't
absolutely
they?
And like, it was all right shouting from the sidelines. It's like you when you go and watch football and you can shout from the sidelines.
Yeah.
And it's great, isn't it? So someone passes you the ball and then it goes off your toe.
Or you're in a stadium but hasn't got many people in, and when you shout something out,
you think it's funny,
you realise, well, there's only about 500 in here.
Exactly.
You know, you watch it, women's football or something, like, oh God, that was a bit loud, that.
Yeah. That's the thing, you see.
That's why it's like being a Lib Dem MP.
Exactly that.
Belting.
Because the minute that they get, suddenly someone kicked in the ball, I said, yeah, I'll kick it back, and they couldn't kick it back, it just went off the toe, didn't it? And
it's that's your big moment.
Into the road, and I would like that a bit when he's walking along with his girlfriend. It was all that thing, and that's what happens in the Lib Dems. But he'd gone by then, hadn't he?
Yeah, that's it. He had a wonky face, got it sorted.
He fell out of a white.
I envy him, I can relate to it, I've got a wonky nose.
Well, look at me.
Well, your nose is alright.
No, it's not all over the place. I've just
I'd love a nose like yours, that sounds weird.
I have just perfected the ability to say me at a 45
well,
degrees
to people. I do it. I always make sure I look slightly to the right and then I look symmetrical.
Photos.
Photos, yeah. I always, yeah, slightly move me.
Which way does yours go? Yours goes to the left.
Mine goes both ways. I've got one there and the cat's up. Both goes one way, cat's this goes other.
Because I'm wearing my gigs, you can't see, but mine's been broken a few times as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, mate, you can't tell. No.
Yeah,
it's funny. And it gives you a bit of a raw type of look. Well, anyway.
Do you know what? It makes you appear dangerous to the wife.
Yeah.
She's the fly, you know, he's had a few scratches over the years. What he doesn't realise, when I was putting someone in a headlock years ago,
because he got elbowed.
Someone a cop had elbowed me in the nose and broke it. But that it's funny that. So you know what photos?
Yeah.
Do you look the other? Do you?
I slightly look to right.
Isn't that funny?
Because the other way, it's like, whoa, what's happened there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas a lot, it sounds a bit weird. This, I don't know if I look different to somebody's. Looking directly at me rather than looking at a photo of me. Do you know what I mean? Because I think sometimes maybe it's just in my head, but it looks overemphasised.
Well,
at times. Maybe it's shadows and that, I don't know. But sometimes I look at a photo and go, bloody hell, that's not what I see in
the
mirror.
You see, I get the feeling, I might be wrong, but I get the feeling that most people don't even notice it. But if you notice it, or if I notice it, as in my nose,
you and us.
Yeah.
So not about my nose. So they will notice my nose.
Yeah, but my nose, I think mine is the other way down for you. This is why we'll always look good in photos together. No. Because if we both are turning our heads in opposite sides.
Like when you put two vases together and it looks like a woman or something.
I think the way you've got I can't even.
Yours is consistent though.
No, it's not.
From top to bottom, it's consistent.
It's not.
It's journey. It's
yours
pretty,
is with some ways.
That's it. Oh, you're it, mate.
You've been again.
I think this is happening this now. And I remember it happening to my mum when she was in her 40s. Started just going, it went red. Right. And I thought, I think it's blood vessels.
No, you've got some on your forehead as well.
Oh, I've caught a bit of that.
Yeah, you've been out running.
Oh, cheers, mate. But I've got a little bit of a red nose at the top anyway.
You're not turning into Alex Ferguson. No, you've got something, I see.
Caught a bit of sun on that. Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, you've been out running, haven't you?
But, I have been, and that's what I've been, for 30 minutes, mate, non-stop.
But I think that running, it's not running, your nose. I think people don't notice it, and I'll tell you why.
What notices my nose, or noses in general?
In general.
Right. I thought you were going to make me feel a bit better.
No. In general. People notice your nose. But in general.
Do you know what? Isn't it called? Go on, I'll let you say a bit.
I was in London a couple of months ago, and I was walking down the street, and getting out of a taxi was Stephen Fry. Right. Now that's a nose.
Well, we've both. I think me and Stephen Fry are on.
No, yours is not as bad. It's bad. That's bad as wrong. I'm not saying bad. Listen, people in glass houses, I'm in no position to have a go with Stephen Fry. Right. It's not as bad, but as bent as Stephen Fry's nose.
Right, that's good. That's really good.
Well, he was getting out of a taxi as I was walking down Wardour Street in London.
Yeah.
And I've got this thing about Wardour Street. Whenever I walk down Wardour Street in London, I always see David Mitchell. You know, the actor with the beard. To the extent, and he's probably no recollection that he did this, right? It feels like every single time I go to London, I see David Mitchell.
Mad.
Swear to God.
I've seen Annika Rice once.
Well, that's not really. She's running past. But the thing's one for the kids. I think there's a thing where... I saw David Mitchell so many times that the last time I saw David Mitchell, which was in a cafe or a coffee shop, he led on to me.
You've got Cosmopolitan, haven't you?
He led on to me. He lifted, he sort of went...
There's my stalker.
Yeah, all right. You know what, everyone walked past me, and I thought, that's just because I've never met the guy on a social level, talk to him.
Yeah.
Never crossed paths work-wise, never...
So he's a bit familiar to him.
I just keep seeing him, and he must be thinking, is that fella with the wonky nose? Again.
See, and that's in your head, isn't it?
Exactly.
Which is not what he's...
But Stephen Fry got out, right? Now, Stephen Fry gets out of this taxi about 30 foot in front of me.
Yeah.
And the first thing is, whenever you're in London, you'd always go, oh, celebrity is Stephen Fry. Don't see many in St. Helens, all right.
Yeah.
There's Stephen Fry. As he was walking towards me to go into a building, I thought, two things struck me. He's massive.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
He's massive, right? Yeah. And I could hear him from about 30 feet away. He was talking on his phone, and he sounded just like you'd imagine.
Yeah, he's quite booming.
Proper, really. Not, he wasn't being flashy, not like that. He was just talking. He was relating something on his phone, and you could hear him from a distance, right?
Yeah.
I didn't notice his nose.
Right, that's good.
Now, and I would have noticed his nose because obviously I've got a wonky nose. You've got
Are you saying if he wasn't famous, you would have noticed his?
No, I think people don't notice.
I think this is what I've learned over the years or realised. I'm thankful for. Women are not asked about stuff like your nose.
Well,
if a woman had a nose like this, she'd be like, oh, wait,
I think in your case you're quite lucky because women aren't asked about your phone because of the way the rest of you looks.
Yes, mate.
I didn't mean that in a good way.
No, you can leave it at that if you want.
No, I think no, seriously.
You get away with it. So the rest of you, but they sort of go, oh, his nose is all over the shop, but it's all right, he's got a really nice kind eyes.
Yeah.
And you see, you get away with they let stuff go, whereas I don't know if a woman's nose is all over the shop, would it? You hear it in that. You see it in the press a lot, don't you? And they go, "Oh, look at her nose! I wish I had a nose like that." But I won't. I don't know. They seem to let a lot. What I'm trying to say is, they're not shallow, are they? I can't say it for all of them, but women don't seem as shallow.
I think as
blokes when on looks. I think they go, "Oh, he'll look after me, and he'll do this, and he'll do that."
Yeah, but I think possibly like in your desperate attempts to appear right on me.
Oh, I'm not trying to. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some proper shallow women.
Yeah.
As there are shallow.
I just think that a lot of women probably nowadays, and obviously, you know, I'm trying to be right, so will probably not think he'll look after me. They'll probably think he will be my equal partner in the relationship.
I think there's still, yeah, there's still that because that's how it is.
Oh, maybe that's an evolutionary thing. I don't know.
It's a social thing, isn't it? I mean, I can't think. Prince and Princess books, you know, there's a kid. Fairy tale books, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's already instilled a very early age about the femininity and masculinity.
I think it is if you're from our generation.
The bloke's going to look after the woman, they're going to live happily ever after.
I think it is if you're from our generation, but I don't think it is if
you not reckon?
You're still from their generation. From a younger generation.
Right.
I think kids now, it's equality now, isn't it?
Oh, you know, which I'm all for.
Oh, yeah, go get that obviously. On the record. Yeah, get that on the
record. I'm all for equality.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still think it's there.
I think that maybe on an evolutionary level.
Right.
And listen, I'm no Chris Packham or, you know, whatever, but... What does Chris Packham know about evolution? I have no idea.
Who's Chris Packham?
The fellow with the birds. Birds and trees, just in case you're going to be sexist again.
No. Right. What's this birds in the trees thing?
Chris Packham.
I don't know Chris Packham,
mate. How do you not know Chris Packham?
It rings a bell, but I can't put him...
The guy who does, like, spring watching, country filing.
This is it now, isn't it? That's, you're like that. You're into all this spring watch, all this stuff.
No. Getting back to Chris Packham, I am actually, because I'm supposed to be working, but I'm sitting in my office watching spring watch.
Is that your watch? I don't think I've ever watched spring watch.
Why not?
I can't be arsed with it.
It's.
I don't mind a bit of a wildlife documentary.
Well, that's basically what it is, isn't it?
But it's like the one show.
But the wildlife.
Well, the wildlife documentaries are a bit more interesting, aren't they?
No.
All right.
Asim,
a wildlife documentary, that's David Attenborough.
Yes.
Right, and it had them hermit crabs. And the hermit crabs were all on beach. And one of them found a big shell. And it's like, oh, brilliant, a big shell. Brilliant big shell. Because I thought they made their own shells, but it turns out they just borrow shells. And they find them and lying about like and use them. And this one found a big shell and it was way too big for it. So it waited round. And then a few other hermit crabs came over and they're like, hey, found a big shell here. And then there was about six or seven of them and they all started sizing each other up. And they was literally just all feeling each other up going, right, brilliant. And they all got in size order, like a conga. They got in a conga, so biggest one was at front, smallest one at back, and it was size order. And they all, in turn, stepped out of the shell into the shell in front of them so that they'd all have a new shell that was fitting them better. And I think that's a lot more interesting than Spring Watch.
We haven't seen Spring Watch, have you?
Well, I imagine it being hedgehogs, rabbits.
It kind of is, to be honest.
It's like British wildlife,
British wildlife still is. You get hermit crabs in the UK, don't we?
What?
Do you?
I don't know if you do.
But even if you don't,
It's still, you know, I don't think you get hermit crabs at UK.
Well, I might be wrong on that. But you've got...
You can't, there's no good shells, is there, for a start? You've gone Southport Beach or whatever.
No, you not.
There's no good shells, is there?
There's no good Southport Beach, is there, unfortunately.
There's not much choice out there, is there?
But it's a hell of a beach. I mean, size-wise.
Yeah, it's like Moses turned up and then...
No, but the thing is, what Spring Watch does is it says this is British wildlife.
Right. And which I'm isn't that good, is it?
No, well, I'm not being, you know, I'm not going all Brexit on it, but what it's saying is this is British wildlife, right? And you know what? It's common or garden wildlife. Literally, common or garden wildlife. That's exactly right. What it is, right? And it is, it's just as interesting as a hermit crab in that if we watch the minutiae of its life.
Right.
And we get, you know, we get down and dirty with a sparrow.
The sparrow?
See?
Are you going to put a sparrow up the hermit crab for entertainment?
I think if you were going to have, like, that'd be a gladiatorial contest. Sparrows are really hard.
Are they?
Proper hard. They're really? Not as hard as robins, but they gang
Hold
up.
On, I thought robins were just posh sparrows.
No.
Because they've got a bit of red on chest. I thought they were like middle-class sparrows.
I'd go back to what I said 5 minutes ago. I'm no Chris Packham. But right.
They're not the same, sparrows and robins.
No.
Right.
My understanding is that a sparrow hangs around in a gang.
Oh, right, yeah, go on.
And your robins hang around in ones and twos.
Well, I thought robins were very territorial, aren't they? They're very,
I think you could be right
there. They like have a bit of
the gardener's
a patch
friend.
Of land. Yeah.
That's what they're called, isn't it?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the gardener's friend.
I remember one hanging around where I was fishing once. We used to go fishing a couple of years ago. Well, he was just landing right by my feet and everything.
Yeah, looking for waves.
Or bits of grain and all that. Sort of, but I just thought, you just look like a sparrow with a bit of red on your chest.
But the thing is, though, if you drill down into the minutiae of a sparrow's life, it's interesting. You get an hour's telly out of that.
Well, can you tell me something interesting about like what happens with a sparrow?
Told you I'm no Chris Packham, so let's not. Listen, I'm open for the gig. But I'm no Chris Packham. But what I would say is that if you look at anything...
I think magpies are probably more interesting. They're a cool bird. They've got a bit of character.
What do you think of wildlife documentaries, then?
They're still studying, it's looking at animals, studying
the
behaviour.
What do you think? I mean, like, because...
Observing their behaviour and that, isn't it? And giving us an idea or an insight into...
Do you know what I think about them now?
Documentaries, wildlife.
I've got a couple of ideas about wildlife.
They've really stepped them up, but yeah, I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
Right, I've got two theories.
Right.
One is, they've all got a formula. Right. Which my understanding is all television has all got a formula, right? And the formula of wildlife documentaries is guilt.
All right, okay. Oh, too much plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
Okay. You should do voiceovers.
I'm all into that, not using the plastic business, but these paper straws are nonsense.
It's this thing about all you get now. It's just, you're watching them. Listen, I know human beings are rubbish. Right.
Yeah,
I think it should just have a disclaimer at the beginning of it and just go, listen, the next hour and a half is all your fault.
It's not our fault, though, is it? It's these big corporations.
Well, is it?
All
I don't know, because we buy it. But leaving that aside.
Sorry, mate, I'm hijacking your thingy.
Yeah.
I apologise.
That's okay. It's all your fault. That's what it should be. A little thing comes up at the beginning, right? But let's forget about that for the next hour.
All right.
That's what it should say.
Yeah.
Just watch this documentary. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, it's all your fault. This is all going to pot.
Yeah.
Everything's dying. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
Right. Get that out the way. Because the last one I watched with David Attenborough, who is a god, the man is amazing.
He's knocking on, isn't he? He's like Islander.
He's incredible, right? He is amazing. And I dread the day, and I don't even want to say it, right? The man is genius at so many levels.
It's always when you think of your mate's dad or something, or you think, God help him when he goes.
Exactly.
And that's how I think about Attenborough.
And then your mate's mum marries Patrick Keel or something like that, because he'll be doing the gig then when he goes.
I know he is.
When Attenborough goes, that'll be you we have.
It's you. It's so unprofessional.
That is, and when he goes, I said to you before, you switched off your phone. Yeah.
There's a second point I was going to say. You said that was your first one, the guilt one.
The guilt thing is, right, that's the first one, the guilt thing, right. The second thing is, They've all got a formula now, and you can see it happening.
Right.
And if you don't want to know this formula, right, switch off this podcast or fast forward about a minute. Because the way it's like Avengers, this, isn't it? No spoilers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Here's the animals in the wild. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Here's the landscape that they live in. Wide shot from a drone. Beautiful. Big landscape. Nice.
Obviously not near Gatwick, though.
No. Here's the predator.
No drones near Gatwick.
No drones. Here's the predator.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the baby.
Yeah.
Here's the predator hunting the baby.
Yeah.
There's the baby getting away. It's okay. There's the baby's got away, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. And then
the repeat. So that's the formula, Kenny.
It's always the same.
I know. I think Attenborough's changed that a little bit. I seen one a few years ago, and it was hippos at night. Not hippos, rhinos. I always get them two mixed up. Very similar.
Easy mistakes to make.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I'm not being hippoist. No. Anyway, rhinos at the waterhole, and they had no idea. They put the old night cameras on and all that, and they had no idea these rhinos met up at the waterhole at night to socialise and that. And it was mad. It was a mad. There was no
drinks.
Well, this is the thing, right? Because there's this cheeky little rhino, but he wants a bit, like, because he says this bird rhino.
You can't say bird.
Female rhino.
That's okay. That's
and he goes. So he's like, oh.
Unless we're talking about Chris Packard, you can't say
well, he goes over to female rhino and he's using his charm and all that, because he's not all that physically. He's got a lot of growing to do. And she's like, ah, do you know what? He's all right, this one.
Wonky nose.
He's
got a wonky horn.
Covered up, but he's holding his face like it's it, right? So she can't tell. And what happens is, she's like, do you know what? He's all right, Tim. Come on, hop on, you can have a go, right? And he hops on, but he's struggling with the logistics, he's not big enough, right? I don't mean...
Comes down to all of us, mate, yeah.
But he's not, he can't slot it, right? So she gets a bit bored, and so she ends up pretending she's asleep. This is what she does. How human is that?
Oh.
Lies down, pretends she's asleep, he's still trying to have a go.
It's never happened to me, but yeah.
And then this big rhino, big male rhino comes over, and she's like, hey, up, I like this one.
Yeah.
You can do one.
Yeah.
And this one goes off dead dejected. And then they're like doing a bit of frolicking and that.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, like a proper cop blocker, right, this other one comes back in, and he's found a pair of antlers.
Well, found them.
Yeah, he's found, you know, obviously somebody's had an antelope, ate it, but left the horn. I don't know if that's what you're doing. Nando's bones. Anyway, so he's got the horns. He's got them on the end of his horn. He's got the antelope. Antlers on the end of his horn, and he's going.
Hey. So he's like the Christmas party, the film. That's it.
And she's like, oh, do you know what? I'm gonna go back with this one. He's a laugh and fires the big one off.
Evolutionary,
isn't that amazing?
Well, evolutionary, though, you can see what's happening there.
There's no formula there, is there?
No, but you can see intelligence, can't you?
Yeah,
you can see maybe
it's charm,
a rudimentary charm.
Yeah, that's it. Which is so that's what I think gives Attenborough that edge, because he's offering something different from what you're saying about one getting away from the other, and he's giving it he's put a different spin on it.
I mean, it's yes.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not having a go with David Attenborough, because he is genuinely... When you see him on Twitter, I'm not having a go. When I see his name on Twitter, your heart sinks, because you think, oh, no.
Is he on Twitter, then?
No, he's not on Twitter, but you see a trend that occasionally don't get on Twitter. Right. And you genuinely do. Oh,
it's a bit late for him to get on Twitter now, isn't
it? I think so, but he's down with the kids, though, isn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, he's probably on it, you know, like... You know, he's...
Oh, no, yeah, I know.
He's
a vibrant
mind and stuff like that. You know, he's got all of that. Like,
yeah. I suppose. I bet he comes out with a load of rubbish in between, though.
Well, I'm just not having a go.
Editing, get little bits where he's...
I bet you they all punch the air, because they were all sitting watching them line and go, oh, God, I'm bored of this, right? And then all of a sudden that one comes in.
Yeah.
And they go, there it is, bang.
So you think... Sparrows could be as interesting as the rhinos or the waterhole.
Now, I don't like the format of it.
Right.
Of Springwatch. I think the format of Springwatch.
What is the format of
Springwatch? It is the one show on a band.
Right, okay.
But literally,
so a lot of it's in studio.
You've got like Chris, you've got Packham.
Right.
Casey Humble. You've got a...
What's she like? I don't...
She's the one who used to do Top Gear years ago when it was...
No?
Like,
decades ago.
Oh, right. Oh, so she's knocking on a bit now then.
Very posh. No, I don't think so. I think she must have been young when she had the first gig. But she's very posh. That's one thing I won't say. I'll have a go with this now. I'm sure I'm probably going to be completely wrong again because I haven't looked on Wikipedia. Okay. These programmes are always dead posh. Everyone who presents them is always dead posh. What, I love a bit of Country File.
What happens with Country File?
I love Country File.
Is it a bit more... No. A bit more like working class kind of. No,
that's the thing. It's not.
All right, so
but I love it. Yeah. But it's incredibly posh. Everyone's posh.
So we need a kind of working class type of nature program. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
A par.
Which par. People might not be familiar with par.
Well, all right, a working class, very, very, very working
it's
class.
It's like, give you an idea of par. We're in there now, they're probably putting the Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
So that's just giving you an idea.
Because we took them down 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
There's a thing about somewhere like par, where I live.
Right, okay.
Although I live in a posh part.
You've got plastic butterflies on front of your house.
That's the one, yeah. I think... you need something because there is wildlife. I've got bear feeders in my garden. Right.
What, you've got bear feeders? This is the thing. No. Should you be doing that?
Well,
because you've got a cat.
Once you start, you can't. Well, our cat doesn't go out because it's a rescue. So.
Oh, right. Well, it's got like a bit of PTSD.
Living with us, it will have, yeah.
Oh, right. The cat doesn't go out.
Post-throw.
It doesn't go out, so you don't let it out.
No, it just doesn't go out.
It's
whatever.
It's just not out.
Nah, it's never been out. And what you don't know, you don't miss, Dave.
Fair.
It's like Liverpool, but you've never been there. So if you've got this, if you've got bird feeders, you can't not have bird feeders. You've got it once they're out, once birds get used to them, that's it. All yeah, right. Isn't it interesting, Springwatch fact?
It's like, is it like that like little cafe kind of thing on the side of the road, on the air road, exactly. And you know it's there in that parking bit,
yeah.
And you think...
And if it's not, if it's shut,
yeah.
You're knackered. You've got to drive all the way to Stockton on season. You can't
yeah.
Nice. There's a thing though, sparrows, and again, I might be completely wrong on this because I've never looked at Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So we'll fact check all this at the end.
Yeah, we should do.
Sparrows will live their entire life and probably only ever go half a mile.
Really?
They don't migrate sparrows.
It's like people from Wigan.
they just live in this like little kind of world, sparrows. And if there's food there, they'll stay there. But if the food goes, it's like a famine. It's like, where's all my food gone?
You're joking? And they'll still not move on?
Well, they'll move on eventually, but the chicks might die. You know, they'll have to leave a lot behind and move on. So, like, for instance,
So they stick to a certain patch for life.
Territorial, they'll sit in that.
So I'm seeing the same sparrows all the time. I'm not seeing different sparrows.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
seeing
how come they
different
all
ones.
Know your name.
Ah, oh, mad.
And that's that thing about weird. Like we were in New York, we were away for a week.
I love the way you just shut that.
I know, just slide that in.
Just a little holiday to New York.
I
went Bowness.
But I like Bowness. We're in New York the other week, and I was fretting if I'd put enough fat balls off to last a week.
Really?
Because you're worrying that these poor things are going to they'll be hungry.
Yeah,
you know they don't migrate.
That makes sense now you've said that.
I learned that on Springwatch.
Did you?
I think I did. I'm going to have to check it on Wikipedia, but I'm sure that is something that Chris Packham said on...
That's mad. I didn't know that about sparrows.
See, I know you're saying British wildlife boring.
It is still a bit boring.
It's not boring. That's fascinating. That's like something which is like... And you know what? There'll be all territorial little battles going on.
I haven't mentioned it, but magpies...
different songs to each other. Magpies are great. I don't know where magpies go in the winter. They probably do migrate.
Oh, I don't know.
Because you don't see them there in the winter, do you?
I don't know. That's a good point, that. They just...
There's a lot of chicks in the tree at the back of ours.
Yeah.
Do you, Red?
They're clever, though, aren't they? Magpies are... Where I used to live, one used to land on my shoulder and stuff when I was getting it kind of like a parrot.
Really?
Honestly, mate, yeah. Yeah, he's a proper mad magpie. I mean... Went after a bit, maybe a cat at it or something, but yeah.
Got on a cat shoulder.
Yeah. But I find them quite interesting. Like they're all right, not enough for a show on telly, but you know.
No, that is interesting, but you've got to figure out then why that happens.
Right.
Do you know what? If I was sitting here pitching to you, right, so you're the head of BBC Two.
Okay.
And I'm sitting opposite you now, right, and I say, right, we've got this documentary.
He's got a wonky nose.
Yeah, he's got a wonky nose.
Not having a script.
Straight away, he's
not having a script.
He can do voiceovers, but he's not doing it. He's not on camera. Right. If I said to you, right, I've got this idea for a programme, and you go, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I say, it's about a watered-on hole in Africa, and Rhino shagging.
Yeah. Right. Trying to.
Right. Yeah. you probably go, oh, do you know what, I've seen all that. I mean, we've seen how many wars, I don't know what has, we've seen it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've seen that, right? I come in and say to you, we've got this thing about sparrows in a garden. Oh, sparrows, look at me, we don't see them all that. But, right, we've got this thing, and what we've done is we've broke it down, we've realised they only go 60 metres or whatever, half a mile, whatever. And there's a whole hierarchy about the way they live in those.
Well, there's a hierarchy of sparrows.
Well, there must be. I don't mean there's a king sparrow, but I mean, like, they must battle for supremacy.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought you meant, yeah, they had some kind of class system.
See, already I've got you involved, haven't I? And they fight for food, and they have this kind of thing where they mob other birds.
Do they?
Do they?
What, like, little?
This is my documentary, this is what I'm selling to you.
All right, then what if they don't? I like the idea of the sparrows
out, Dave.
Hang around in groups, like vigilantes and or whatever.
Well, they might do, they might wear little bomber jackets and stuff, and maybe they do, I don't know, but we can find out, Dave. We could do all that. So forget your wars and all. Listen, that's got to cost
you. Is this like a whole 6 episodes on sparrows?
No, we'll do an episode on sparrows, probably one on magpies. All right. We'll split magpies, I think. We'll split magpies.
Why are you splitting magpies?
Yes, you know what I mean? Nobody likes magpies, do they? So
this is the thing. It's the good look and bad luck thing. My missus, every time she's a magpie, it boils my piss. Right? It's like, aye, Mr. Magpie, how's your wife and family? Straight away, that could be a bird, yeah. Female bird. You know what I mean? So well, that's wrong straight away. You've offended.
And
exactly. Yeah. It's nonsense.
See,
anyway,
women
doesn't
can be
it?
Sexist too.
Yes. So equality, yeah. Nailed it. But that's the thing with magpies, they get such a bad press. Straight away, they're associating with good and bad luck. It's like sharks, they're associated with, they've been stone cold killers, you know what I mean?
Truth is all over, shark like very, on very, your shoulder when you were getting in the car in the morning.
Well, they're very social creatures, apparently, sharks, aren't they? The sharks,
don't they?
Well, there's about 200... like species of shark,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not. It's like sausages. Those are different types of sausages, and it's the same with you have one sausage. It's not the same as another sausage.
And if you have enough sausages, it will kill you.
Right? Yeah.
See, they're exactly the same as sharks.
Yes, yeah. I can't separate them. This is episode 3.
See?
Of your bird spring watch type of documentary.
Mad thing in America where they've took. Have you heard of shark night on?
No.
Why is it my shark weekend now?
I think you dreamt.
No, seriously, on National Geographic in the States, they have.
Oh, has he been to the States?
No, did I mention? They have. No, this is like a famous phenomenon. I don't know where you live. And it's like they have shark weekend.
Shark weekend?
It's just a weekend of shark documentaries in the States, and people like queue up.
Is it a different thing each weekend, or is it just a shark weekend?
It's like, there's a weekend in the year where everyone's like, I can't wait for Shark Weekend.
Right.
And these just have shark documentaries.
You know what gets my whale sharks? What's that about? I don't get whale sharks. Is it a whale or a shark?
Well, it's a whale shark, isn't it?
A whale shark.
I think it's a shark, isn't it? Is it? No,
well,
it
exactly,
be the way
around. Well, exactly, because it says it's like Runcorn Bridge. It's the Runcorn Witness Bridge. So, but people couldn't be bothered with the witness bit, and they just call it Runcorn Bridge.